Welcome to episode 65 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux. Today, we're diving deep into one of the cornerstone features of Snowflake's architecture, roles and permissions. Understanding this topic is not only vital for your day-to-day operations, but is also crucial for passing the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification Exam. Let's start by defining what we mean by roles and permissions in Snowflake. In essence, Snowflake uses a role-based access control mechanism to manage access to databases, schemas, and objects within Snowflake. This approach allows admins to define roles that encapsulate specific privileges, and then these roles can be assigned to users, effectively controlling what actions these users can or cannot perform within the Snowflake environment. Now, let's delve into roles. Roles in Snowflake are uniquely identifiable and are the primary method for granting privileges. There are several built-in or predefined roles in Snowflake, including account admin, sysadmin, user admin, and security admin, among others. Additionally, Snowflake allows the creation of custom roles, enabling organizations to tailor access controls to their specific needs. This flexibility means that roles can be created to match the structure and requirements of nearly any team or project. Furthermore, the concept of role hierarchy allows for efficient management of permissions. A role can inherit permissions from one or more parent roles, making it easier to manage a complex array of permissions across an organization's Snowflake environment. Additionally, roles can be granted to other roles, creating a versatile and comprehensible way to structure access control. Permissions, on the other hand, define what actions a role can perform on Snowflake objects such as databases, schemas, tables, views, and stored procedures. Permissions in Snowflake include ownership, usage, select, insert, update, delete, and execute, among others. Importantly, permissions are granted to roles, not directly to users, and this indirection adds a layer of abstraction that simplifies access management. It's important to highlight how permissions are granted in Snowflake. Generally, the grant statement is used to assign permissions to roles. For instance, granting the select permission on a table to a specific role would look something like this. Grant select on table, example, table to role, example, role. Moreover, Snowflake provides the ability to manage permissions through the use of secure views and stored procedures. This means that, aside from direct object permissions, admins can control access at a more granular level, ensuring that sensitive data is adequately protected while still accessible to those who need it. To ensure robust access control, Snowflake also offers features like row access policies, which enable further control over who can see what data at the row level, and dynamic data masking, which allows for selective obfuscation of data to protect sensitive information. Now, moving on to best practices for managing roles and permissions in Snowflake. First, it's critical to adopt a least privilege approach. Users should be granted only the permissions necessary for their roles. This minimizes potential security risks and streamlines operations. Secondly, organizing roles into a clear hierarchy further simplifies management and improves security by ensuring that access rights are logically structured. Finally, regular audits of roles and permissions are essential to maintaining a secure and efficient Snowflake environment. Snowflake provides tools and features to facilitate these audits, allowing administrators to review and adjust permissions as necessary to adapt to changing requirements or security concerns. To summarize, understanding roles and permissions in Snowflake is essential for operating securely and efficiently within this powerful cloud-based platform. As we have seen, Snowflake offers a versatile framework for access control, allowing organizations to tailor the environment to their exact needs. For those of you preparing for the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification, grasping these concepts will not only help you pass your exam, but also equip you with the knowledge to design and manage a secure and efficient Snowflake architecture. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, mastering roles and permissions is key to unleashing the full potential of Snowflake. Keep studying, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.